What's going on, traders? Welcome back to the Forex Beginner Podcast. It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in. Listen, today we're going to talk about intuition. I was having a conversation with quite a few traders at FX Summit. This was the two-year anniversary, but this is now becoming a yearly celebration and meetup and networking hub for new beginner traders, inspiring traders, developing traders, veteran traders, traders that have been trading 10, 20, 30 years. This has really become a networking hub for traders to connect with brokers, prop firm owners, everything, you know what I mean? Developers, everything that you can list in the digital trading space, digital investing and asset space. It's really become the hub for that. And I expect that to be happening for years and years to come. Shout out to Roy. But anyway, listen, when I was connecting with different people, we had this discussion that we always hear that trading is, of course, technical. We know that there's a fundamental aspect. We know that you got to have risk management. We know that you have to have a strategy. You got to have something in the market that gives you an edge in risk management, of course, but something that I never really hear talked about, and I spoke to a few traders about this, is the intuition. All right. You got to have the intuition, and that goes with experience, but sometimes you just know, and wisdom sets in. All right. Wisdom comes in and tells you, hey, there is a high probability that this is going to happen. And I've talked about this a few episodes ago, but I want to go a little deeper today. I'm going to go a little deeper, and it's based off something that I read in the Bible. So I'm going to give you something today. All right? I'm going to give you something today. Let's get into it.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the new trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the new trader, shares his journey with you.
Yeah. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Calvin, the new trader, checking in for another Grand Slamming episode. This is the podcast that's bringing you that daily inspiration, daily motivation, plus trading tips as you work your way to becoming a consistently profitable trader in the largest financial market in the world. That would be the Forex market. What's going on, good people? It's a beautiful day in the city. Man, I hope you're doing good. I hope all is well, man. Listen, let me tell you something, man. You are worthy, all right? You are valuable. You are important, and you will be successful. And I'm so happy that you decided to jump into Forex because, listen, we're going to grow together, and we're going to reach our goals and our dreams together, all right? Today, I want to encourage you with something that encouraged me, that blessed me, and it's more so pertaining to the actual trading. And when you're in the market and when you find yourself, you have your strategy, you have your setup, you know how to get into the market, you know what you're doing. At that time, there's something called intuition and wisdom that gets built up, all right? And a lot of times, this will come over you. What I love about wisdom and intuition is that you have a choice. You can follow that, or you can follow what your right mind is telling you. And that's when you know that you're in a moment that it's kind of like an out-of-body experience, right? Where there's like two roads that you can take, right? Like, you know, those famous like pictures where it's like your dreams this way, failure that way, right? It's like that. And when you experience that in the market, that intuition, that wisdom speaking, right? It's like your trading mind wants to do one thing, but intuition, and if you've been trading a while, you know what I'm talking about. Intuition and wisdom is saying do something else. And it's a split second decision that you got to make, because if you hesitate, which we tend to do, we hesitate in those moments and we miss out on a big opportunity in the market. And so I want to talk about this because I was reading a scripture in Proverbs, and I'm reading Proverbs right now. I just felt it from the Holy Spirit. God's like, man, Calvin, start from the beginning of Proverbs, go through that book and just start building yourself up, right? And so something hit me here, and it's just so powerful how the word of God will speak to you. And it doesn't matter if you're religious. It does not matter if you are spiritual or you are a believer in Jesus. I'm telling you that if you follow, even if you don't believe, I would love for you to believe, you know what I mean? Like, I believe that your life could be amazing when you start living off what God tells you, like who you are and what you can be versus what society labels you as or what your thoughts tell you you are. Like, I just believe when you just give yourself away and allow God to just come in and have his way, I just believe it's an amazing experience. But anywho, I'm not here to preach, but what I just want to say is this: regardless of what you believe, every single prominent and successful self-help book, Think and Grow Rich, The Science of Getting Rich, any top self-help book that people have attributed to being able to change their mindset and make a fortune, those principles come from the book of Proverbs, okay? Those principles come from God's word. And so even if you don't believe, like, that's how dope God is. He's like, yo, even if you don't accept me, if you follow these principles that I have set in stone, you can be successful on this earth. That's how crazy and amazing God is, right? Crazy in a great way, by the way. But anyway, let's get into it. So basically, this one thing spoke out to me, right? And it's talking about wisdom. And basically it said this, right? The people that take advantage of wisdom, when wisdom is speaking, when they feel that nudge or they get that thought, they act on that emotion. They take heed to that. Those are the people that find success. But those that refuse to listen, to stop, to pay attention, and continue in their own ways and what they think they should do, the book of Proverbs is saying that those people tend to run themselves into a situation that they get trapped and then they start seeking wisdom and seeking help. But those that were trying to help them and the wisdom that was trying to speak to them at one point is no longer there and no longer available, and they're stuck. And now they got to learn their lesson the hard way. And so what I took from this verse, and I was just summarizing it, but I'm going to go to it just to give you some clarity here. It says here, because I have called to you and you refuse to listen, this is wisdom speaking, I have stretched out my hand and no one has heeded. Because you have ignored all my counsel, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when terror strikes you, when terror strikes you like a storm. Okay, that is crazy. Okay, wisdom is saying, if you want to live a life that you've always dreamed of, wisdom is saying, if you want to explode as a trader, right? And we're talking about intuition here, but I'm you know what I'm saying? Like, I may do a little preaching here for a little second, right? Wisdom is saying in the scripture that if you don't pay attention when I'm trying to talk to you, when I'm trying to put you up on game, when I'm nudging you, when I'm giving you those thoughts to go this direction, and you so locked in on what you want to do and what you see that you don't want to listen right now. When you get stranded and you get down and out and you try to seek that knowledge, you try to seek that wisdom, it's too late, bro.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It's too late. You're going to have to suffer through that. You got to learn that lesson. And for a lot of us in the market, we have those moments where intuition, experience, we've seen that setup before and we just know with everything in our body, I need to be getting in now. But we start thinking and we start rationalizing, well, is this, is that, is this, is that. You need to go. And then that trade takes off. I've been there before. That trade takes off and now it's already 10, 20 pips in profit if you would have gotten in. And now that you see it take off and now it's obvious to you that it's going that way, now you want to jump in and then it pull back and you get eaten alive. It's happened to me. It's that intuition. We got to build that through experience, back testing, being in the market. But most importantly, for most traders that are developing and on that journey, you got to pay attention to it. That's the thing. It don't show up all the time, but there are some setups, there are some days in the market where that intuition just say, it's time to go. You don't got time to check the top-down analysis. You ain't got time to look at the indicators. It's time to go. And this is not an everyday thing, all right? My beginners, this ain't no everyday thing. Like, you like, man, Calvin say intuition, man. I felt like it was going to go, so I just jumped in there. Nah, beginners, all right? Nah, my beginner brothers and my beginner sisters, don't do that now, all right? This is with time. When you know that setup, you've been testing that setup, that intuition, there are some times that intuition going to come in, and you got to take it, man. You got to take it. And that's that wisdom speaking. And so not just in Forex, but we're talking in life. How many times have we just felt the Spirit of God saying, man, you need to do this. You need to invest in that. You need to be doing this. And we just ignore it and we put it off. And then we wait months and months and months. And that thing that we should have been involved in, it takes off. And now we're telling everybody stories about, man, I had the opportunity to get involved, but I don't know what I was thinking. You wasn't thinking. Or matter of fact, you was doing too much thinking instead of reacting and responding to wisdom, responding to that intuition. So my message today, just very simple. There are moments on this journey when your backtesting experience, your trading experience by keeping your trading journal, going through your trades, all of that stuff, all of that data is going to build intuition. And that intuition is going to pop up sometimes. And you're going to have to take heed because it's going to reward you. It's not an all-day thing. It's not an everyday thing. But sometimes it's going to happen. You got to be ready. You got to be ready. When wisdom speaks, you got to answer the call. And that goes for every area, not just trading. That goes for every area. Every area. Like, there are things in my marriage that God told me. He literally told me there are certain areas that God was trying to nudge on me to get better at. And I ignored it. I'm like, we got time for that. You know, we just got married. We only a year married. We only 2 years married, 3 years married. Then we get to year 6, 7. It's 8 years now, but we get to year 6, 7. And that one little area almost caused a huge blowout between me and my wife. That one little area that I could have nipped it in the bud in year 1 and year 2. And that one area that was unattended turned into a big thing that caused a lack of communication, which caused a big issue that could have really, really, you know, sabotaged my marriage. But thank God that my wife and I have a certain respect for each other and we have a certain responsibility to God that even if we don't see eye to eye, we are willing to listen to the Spirit of God and what the Spirit of God is telling us to do. And because of that, we're able to respect each other. Even though we disagree, we're able to respect each other, come together. And after we let the frustration subside, because listen, we ain't perfect at all. When I'm mad, I'm mad. When she mad at me, she mad. All right. We separate. We get all that stuff out of our system. And then we come together and we talk. Right. But understand, there are some times, y'all know, all my married people, or if you're in a committed relationship, you know, when you just tired and they frustrate you, you just want your space, all right? So I ain't saying that we just can be upset and disagree and then sit down a minute later and it's kumbaya. I'm definitely not saying that. But what I'm saying is, because of the Spirit of God in our lives, we are able to subside that emotion, come together, or allow that emotion to subside, come together, and have that discussion. But what I'm saying is there was an area that God had put on my mind and was showing me just thoughts, you know what I mean, that I did not pay attention to. I did not respond to that wisdom, you know what I mean, that intuition, that feeling, right, of like, man, like, this is something I need to be paying attention to. And it almost caused a big, you know, disagreement between me and my wife, like something big. And thankfully, we was able to talk through that, resolve that. But it didn't have to get to that point where it was a big disagreement. If I would have nipped that that little thing in the bud early on. You know what I mean? And so, ladies and gentlemen, traders, I'm telling you, pay attention to wisdom. There are going to be times on your journey that intuition is going to tell you, don't get in this trade. The setup's going to be there. Everything going to be confirmed. Intuition going to say, don't do it. It's not worth it. Market's a little iffy today. Don't do it. But everything technically going to say go. You got to follow that intuition. Follow that wisdom. All right? Every day is not a trading day. I had to learn the hard way. Every day is not a trading day for us. And we got to know that. And sometimes intuition will say, nah, you know what? It's just looking a little choppy today. Even though the setup's there, you know, market's open, about to happen in a couple minutes, but it's just a little choppy. I ain't really feeling how the candle's looking today. Follow that wisdom. Follow that wisdom. All right? Hey, man, it's your boy Calvin, the new trader. God bless you. Appreciate y'all for rocking with me today. Hope I didn't preach your head off today, but just get, man, just giving you some good stuff. I'm telling y'all, giving y'all some stuff that, man, on this journey, I've been through it, still going through it, still getting better, but we getting better together, all right? So listen, I look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me there. You got to beat me there. When I pull up to that bank, you should already be walking out, duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. I just believe we all going to be successful. God bless you. Take care, and I'll catch you on tomorrow's episode. And listen, if you're ready to get funded, when you have learned your strategy, when you have tested it out, if you're ready to get funded, check the link in the description. Prop firms that I personally have gotten funded with and have gotten payouts with. And we have a nice discount code in the description when you are ready. All right. I'm not saying just go jump and go do a prop firm challenge just because I have some discount codes. No, you gotta be ready. What do Calvin recommend in terms of getting ready? Number one, have a strategy. Number two, test that strategy inside of a demo account for at least a month, all right, of consistently trading that one setup. Then number two, get you a small live account. It could be like a $50 account and just trade 10 cent lot sizes, okay? The goal is to get in the emotional state of trading live money and seeing that money fluctuate, go up and down. And then once you have duplicated that success from the demo into the live small account, then you are ready to get funded. And what I recommend to even test yourself further is just go ahead and grow that $50 account, that small account, to the balance that you need in order to buy your prop firm account. And that can give you more confidence and more juice to know that you're ready to actually try out for a prop firm. All right. So, hey, God bless you guys. I do have a link in the description also of my Forex course. It's really me just documenting all the different strategies that I've used over my last 3 years of learning trading. And a lot of these strategies I've made money with prop firms, I've gotten funded with, and all of that good stuff. So if you're interested in that, that includes access to our private community on Telegram, as well as our weekly calls that we host. So you get the opportunity to connect with me on a more personal basis. So that's available as well. Link in the description for that. But most of all, I want you to show up here tomorrow for another episode of the Forex Beginner Podcast, bringing that value. You bringing that inspiration, motivation, and some trading tips as you work your way to becoming a consistently profitable trader. God bless you. Take care. Pick up the phone. Tell somebody you love them that you haven't talked to in a while, and I will holler at you manana. Peace.